Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. And this episode is going to be a potent one. It is going to be an expansive one because it is going to house all of the work that I truly have come to realize is mine to teach. It is about New Earth abundance. It is about New Earth leadership, which ultimately is about New Earth entrepreneurship. It has taken a while for me to really embody these New Earth codes. And so whenever I speak from this place, I want it to be grounded. I want it to feel like I have many gems to share. And that's what this episode feels like. So let's get right into it. One of the first things that I want to break down, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, you want to make sure that you write some of these terminologies down. Otherwise, go on a walk and just tune into a lot of these messages. New Earth entrepreneurship. This is an opportunity for us to reshape and redefine the way we see traditional businesses. You see, New Earth entrepreneurship is asking us to allow other people to define their success from their point of view and then go from there. You see, so many of us have defined success through the magazines that we've been fed, through mass media, through societal norms that are not norm, you know, through our culture, through our upbringing, and things that really didn't put us at the focal point. So here we are at an opportunity for us to redefine what does success mean to me? And yes, it can be about currency and it can be about money, but let's just be honest, we are so beyond that. We're starting to understand that none of these things actually are the recipe for joy and for peace and for success that's happening from the inside out. So New Earth entrepreneurship is an opportunity for those that choose to be in business to do it in a way that consciously also thinks about the earth, that also takes a step back. And this is why I love this practice of the yamas and the niyamas, because it teaches us how to observe and how to restrain. And it teaches us the ability to ask, how am I being harmful in this moment right now? So New Earth entrepreneurship is asking you the same question. How am I considering planet Earth, the only really true home that we have? Yes, the home in our beautiful temple, but we walk on her. We walk on the earth every single day. So how are we considering her? How are we considering the earth? How are we considering the elements? How are we considering all of the beings that live on it? I know this seems like a stretch, right? Because you're like, wait, what the hell? How does this have to do with me selling my planner? Everything has to do with the earth. Where is the paper coming from? How are we consciously making this product? So New Earth entrepreneurship is just expanding us to think not only about the one, but to think about the whole. Because ultimately, humans, we truly, really need each other more than we care to even admit. New Earth entrepreneurship, I'm obsessed. I literally am, because there's literally a new way of doing things. And when I say New Earth, is it really a New Earth? I'm saying New Earth abundance, New Earth entrepreneurship, New Earth. Is it really a New Earth? Not really. Same Earth, new humans. And same Earth, new humans, because new awareness, new consciousness. The more we continue to open up our channel, the more webs, the more opportunity, the more hands in the bucket, the more we all get filtered all of this information. This is why it's no coincidence that when one awakens, more awakens. When one starts to share more of this information, more beings are more open and receptive to the information. And if all of it is leading us back to peace, wholeness, and joy, well, then that's a really good thing. And so New Earth Entrepreneurship is really giving us an opportunity for those that want to create their creation. Not so much because it's going to make them $1 million, and it can, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, we got to get over this place of like feeling wrong around currency and feeling wrong around leadership and feeling wrong about even wanting to call ourselves a business owner. I'm going to get into that in a few. But New Earth Entrepreneurship is really for the being who really wants to create their creation alongside a soul business. And they don't want to sell out their soul just to be in business. They want to find that alignment. This entire transmission is going to be about alignment. And to be honest with you, that's the thing that I feel is missing the most. It's not about another strategy. It's not about another thing that you need to do and put pixels on your website. And if you don't know what that means, I didn't know what that meant for a really long time. It's not about all of that. It can be. And it's an important part of our business. Understanding our cash flow, understanding who's in our world, who is our ideal client, all of that is important, but nothing is more important than finding alignment in every single thing that you do. Because this ultimately is not just your job. This is not a means to an end. This is not something that you have to do to put food on the table. This gets to be your work. This gets to be your signature work, the work that only you can do, honestly. And this is why when we try to copy other people, that never works, because everybody in many ways almost has different assignments. And so you got to do your work. Let's move right on. New Earth Abundance. Woof! I love this code. I love this code. New Earth Abundance was the first code I was given in 2019. And when I say I was given, meaning I came into full integration with this energy, meaning at the time, I didn't have the language to call it New Earth Abundance. So I actually called it Soulful Currency, because the more I started to work with money, the more I started to work with energy, the more I started to realize that money isn't this paper that we are all looking at, that actually when we see the paper, it's old news, that the energy it took to even produce that green paper happened a long time ago. And I started to understand that my thoughts were shaping how this money was being attracted or repelled. It took me at least a year to work with the prosperity code. It took me one solid year to work with soulful currency, to understand how it came, to understand the thoughts that were repelling it, to understand how I needed to be in relationship with this energy. You see, so many people don't understand this because you're still looking at money as something you have to get. And soulful currency now evolved to New Earth Abundance. I really started to understand that there was nothing I had to do to get it, that it existed all around me, regardless of what I was doing. You see, New Earth Abundance is not about money. It's not about paper money. It is about the soul richness within us and the soul richness that our planet holds. It's about the abundance in the elements. It's about the abundance when the sun comes up and shines so beautiful and brightly on our skin and warms us up and feeds the plants. It is about the wind. It is about the earth. It is about the air. It's about the rivers. It is about everything is flowing in excess. Everything is flowing in abundance. And that helped me start to translate how I can activate that within me. Because you see, at a certain point, I was only looking at the outside in lack. So yes, I know somebody is listening into this and they're saying, no, I don't see that. I see my world as things are missing and I don't have enough. I feel you, human. Like, I literally was there every time I looked out. I'm like, yeah, but there's no money in my bank account. Yeah, but, you know, all of these things are leaky energy, leaky buckets. I know, I really understand and feel you because I was there. But this is the part where we have to train our mind. This is the part where if we look into nature and we look at the laws of the universe and how they actually operate, which, by the way, we're really the only beings that don't operate in the laws of the universe. But if you look at the birds, if you look at the plant kingdom, if you look at the crystal kingdom, if you look at all the kingdoms, they have an order of operation that is coming from a universal law. all of the animals understand that they have to wake up and they have to eat and they look for their food and they're not crying because they can't find it. Like, it is just literally the law of operation. It is just happening. We're the only beings that don't operate in the laws of the universe. Everything in nature, if you look out, is operating in the law of the universe. Nobody is worrying about the air running out. The animals are not worried about any bills that they have to pay. They just do because their beingness is the baseline. And so New Earth abundance requires us to see that abundance truly is the energy that we came in with. The reason why I say this, New Earth abundance is really an opportunity for us to see that it's not something that we need to get out there. It is something that's created within us that we actually already come with. So New Earth abundance is about us understanding the prosperity code. So when we think about New Earth abundance, we're thinking about overflow. We're thinking about everything happening in excess. We're not thinking about lack and we're not thinking about scarcity because the earth does not literally operate in that way. She keeps giving. Her trees keep bearing beautiful fruits. The air keeps coming in. Everything keeps happening. Actually, we're the only beings that ruin and mistreat the earth, but that's for another episode. New Earth abundance is really a plea and a call for us to understand that this literally is our birthright. And the reason why it's our birthright is because underneath the energy of excess, underneath the energy of abundance and things just overflowing is the prosperity code. And underneath the prosperity code, really what comes to mind is that Lakshmi mantra, that Lakshmi energy. And so this is the goddess of fertility. This is the goddess of prosperity. This is the goddess of abundance. That is the energy and that is the code that I got to work with for that year. And I really took it apart. When you have poverty consciousness, meaning you grow up where your baseline is scarcity, your baseline, no matter how many times people tell you like, yeah, look over there, it gets better. Like your programming is so hardwired that it is almost impossible for you to be open to that. And you know how it is. If you're not open to a message, how can you actually receive it? It kind of reminds me a little bit of my business. And when I look at the trajectory of all of the things I'm doing now, you know, sometimes I kind of beat myself up and I'm like, girl, you knew this in year one, you knew this in year two. Like, why didn't you do it then? Like, you could have been more ahead. But the thing is like, I couldn't because I wasn't open to the information. I was listening to the information. I was even trying to understand logically the information. But I wasn't ready yet because the energy center of my body was closed. And because I was closed, I wasn't able to open up and to truly receive the information. And so we're all ready when we're supposed to be. We're never late to the party. We're always on time. It is all good. Stop thinking, and this is a message for me and for everyone who's tuning in, stop feeling like there is a right way of doing something. There is no right way. And like, that's the thing. That's the biggest illusion is that we have been fed that there is a right way of doing things and a wrong way of doing things. And that simply couldn't be further than the truth. The only right way is the alignment way. That is the only way that I can see being a more intuitive, integrated path for us. It has nothing to do with somebody else defining that for us. Because remember what I shared with you, New Earth entrepreneurship, it is a call for us to redefine success, not so much in the money metric, but in a way that feels successful to us. You see, I'll share with you so openly and honestly, this is a personal share. When I started my business, success to me was I get to do this. I get to share my medicine and I don't care what the hell happens. As long as I get to help even 2 people, 5 people, heck, if I helped 10 people, that would be amazing. And if I held space for them, that would be super successful to me. Why? Because at that point, and still to this day, every single time I hold space for just one person, it expands me. I truly believe that I become more of who I'm really meant to be as I keep doing my work, not my job. Well, now it has become my job. My job is my work and my work is my job. And I love that. And that is such a privilege because so many of us don't have that privilege. You see, once upon a time, my work was not my job. My job was something that I was doing just to put food on the table, just to survive. And I thought that I wanted to be a TV producer. And you know, there's so many things that have shifted within me. I have gone through this whole roller coaster of thinking, I hate TV. This is not what I'm supposed to do, to now starting my business almost 4 years later and really loving the opportunity that I've had to create New Earth abundance and New Earth entrepreneurship. And I'm going to talk a little bit about New Earth leadership and treating people good and, you know, all of these other things that traditional jobs I had seen didn't have and that were really missing. They're really missing the human component and they treated people like robots. And yet that's the thing that we continue to say is the right thing. Let me ask you a question. If anybody here has ever quit their job to start their business, or if anybody here has ever even thought of starting a business and you tell your friend, if they're not an entrepreneur, what is the first thing that they say? How are you going to pay your bills? What does that mean? Is that okay? Are you robbing somebody? Is this a scam? Are you okay that you're going to be able to do that? Do you really think that you're going to handle that? Like, the amount of negative criticism that people get once they want to plug out of this matrix, to me, it is the saddest part. So many people can't hold that frequency and understand. Why not ask, wow, how bad is your job that you actually want to leave? What else is it that you would want to be doing? I'm wondering what is so important that would take you away from a steady paycheck and the stability. Ask better questions, humans, because we're all in this new earth growing. We're growing up. We're growing up as a species. We're growing and evolving our consciousness and our capacity to hold more. We're stretching more into our being. So new earth abundance, new earth currency is about us realizing that all of the richness that we look for out there actually is within us. And so at the time, the way I defined success was, if I get to do this and I get to just cover all of these things, this will be great. But you see, something beautiful happens when you operate in this way. When you operate from your heart, which is the heart portal is connected to the heart of the universe. And so we're tethered. We have this beautiful light beam that we string along. It is our connection to the divine. It is our connection to the universe. We always have that guiding light within us, by the way. I've been sharing this message more and more, and I know that somebody's going to receive this in this moment. We never walk alone in this life. Even though people may leave us, even though circumstances may change, we never walk alone. We always have that guiding light. We always have God consciousness, the universe. We always have that beautiful guidance system within us. Because remember, we're two parts. We're human and we're being. And the human is connected to the 3D, which is our body. But the being is eternal. And so just remember that we're always tethered and connected to that being. So new earth abundance requires us to understand that we are always being provided for. And until you actually embody that, you see, there's a difference between us saying, I'm always being taken care of. The universe got my back. It is all good. But you don't actually really believe it if you're stressing over money and if you're stressing over when's the next opportunity going to come. And so it happens when you start to embody this energy of, holy crap, I'm literally always taken care of. Every single moment is not a coincidence. As long as I truly in alignment that there's nothing else that I have to do, that actually just me being myself is enough. Wow. When's the last time anybody said that to us? That me being myself is more than enough. And that as long as I am just myself and I do everything possible to create love and joy, that happiness will follow. And as long as I understand that I'm always being provided for, that I am so rich in my peace, that nothing else is going to get me off of my center, the actual money that you're looking for actually really manifests. And it comes from that place. And this is why I started to call it soulful currency, because I started to realize that it was a current. It was an energy that was going back and forth. Or sometimes for some people, wasn't coming back to them. It was just leaking because they had this energy of money's always leaving. It never stays. Nothing good ever happens to me. And so you have abundance within you right now. Let me show you. Take a moment. Bring your hands to your chest. Maybe you're holding your heart. And take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose. And exhaling out through the mouth. That air is abundance. That air is chi force, life force. Not all of us get to wake up and breathe. And so when we start to look at our life in this way, we start to realize that we're so rich in experiences. We didn't come to this earth to be poor in any kind of way, no matter how you grew up. And that also took me a really long time, hence why it's taken me a while to embody all of these codes to share from the highest perspective ever. We didn't come here to be poor in friendship, poor in love, poor in sex, poor in currency, poor in any kind of way. Because when we were born, we came from God's source consciousness, which was abundance, which is perfection. It is only through our programming that we forget who we are. And so a big part of being on earth is remembering who we truly are and also exploring. We are explorers. We didn't come here to live a basic ass life. We came here to take thought beyond anywhere we ever thought it could go. And so let's move on to New Earth Leadership. New Earth Leadership is a beautiful code that I actually started working with when I was in corporate. I don't know why I noticed the injustice. And maybe it was because I was brown and I was queer and I always had to stay later than everyone else. And I was angry. And yet I covered it up with a smile. I just kept doing as I was told. But somewhere along the line, I started to understand this is not right. Like, why is not everybody being treated the same? And it's so weird. Maybe it's like my Sag energy and my Leo moon who was like, what the hell? This is not right. I need to bring this justice. And I remember speaking it into existence. And I was telling a friend, a coworker, and I said to them, if I ever get the opportunity to run my own business, I will never treat people this way. I will treat them good. I will give them breaks. I will give them rewards. I would give them an opportunity to gain bonuses. And that's what I do for our business now. And so New Earth Leadership requires us to walk the walk. It's not about you just saying something for the sake of saying it. It's about reminding us the road to deeper expansion. And that is by staying in the flow of creation. That is by staying in the energy of our heart, which is love. New Earth Leadership is requiring us to lead by example. It's not just saying we're building a beautiful work culture and then you don't actually treat people in the ways that you're saying or in the ways that your manual is saying. Actually, New Earth Leadership is requiring us to rewrite the manual. Do you have a manual for your soul business? Oh, let me guess. We're waiting. We're waiting until we get contractors. We're waiting until we hit six figures. We're waiting until we're profitable. Don't wait. You are the biggest example. So when you lead by example, meaning you are selling meditation and you're actually meditating, you're sharing people your wisdom, your gift, and you're really in real life walking that walk, that's how you lead. It's not by copying somebody else. It's by rewriting the narrative. It's by understanding that if you don't have guiding principles on how you want to operate your business, you're going to be lost in the sauce. And now you're going to be doing it the way other people are doing it because you haven't written your own codes. You have not written your own laws. And so for us, we have a beautiful culture manual where we understand the culture inside of Unleash and Unveil as a brand. We understand how we want to treat all of our contractors. We understand how we want to treat our students and how we want our students to treat us. We're talking about community. You see, those are the things that are going to be required when we start to activate New Earth Leadership. You're never too big. You're never too small. Even if you are working with just one person, ask yourself, how can I lead more? Should I create a free community where these people can talk? Should I create a monthly free circle where I can hear people's feedback? How can you create an atmosphere where people don't want to leave? Humans, it has been my absolute pleasure just sharing the New Earth Abundance Codes when it comes to the evolution of New Earth, the New Earth Entrepreneurship, the New Earth Abundance, and ultimately the New Earth Leadership. And it starts with us. Don't look outside for somebody else to tell you how to do this. You have to go in. You have to go within and extract that beautiful essence of who you are and share it with your business. Share it with the ways that you share your medicine, and everything else will unfold the way it's supposed to. If you've been wanting in this season to connect deeper to more of this New Earth Abundance and energy, I would love to invite you to come into our free webinar. I'm teaching people how to create a soul business that lights their soul on fire, because I find that that is really what our planet and entrepreneurship is really looking for. We're not looking for another strategy. We're looking for alignment, and we're looking to do things in a way that feels really good, because when we do that, everything else follows. Our business becomes easier. We open up our creation portals and things start to flow. And so I would love to see you there, humans. Check out the link in my bio at I Am Melissa Ruiz, or go to my website, IamMelissaRuiz.com. Send me a DM if you loved this podcast. And I would love to invite you into leaving us a review on Apple, Spotify, or whatever platform you're listening to this. We love you. We appreciate you. Humans, go with peace. Namaste.
Breathe.